This is Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair. We remain in a pandemic, and like many other states, Michigan is seeing a good number of new cases confirmed on a daily basis. And in the middle of all this, we're going to hold primary elections, and we're still trying to figure out how to educate our children in the new academic year. Joining us on the WEMU phone line is Susan Cerniglia. Susan is Communications and Health Promotions Administrator at Washtenaw County Public Health Department. Good morning, and thank you so much for the time today.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
How concerned are you about tomorrow's primary elections?
Well, I think we have ongoing concern about any time there's, you know, gathering and people getting together. Unfortunately, not much has changed about the virus and the fact that it's been spreading. So there is a level of risk anytime, you know, people are out and people are gathering. We have been in touch with, you know, local election officials and provided some support and guidance. So the measures that are in place really everywhere are also in place at the voting sites. So that means folks ideally are all wearing face coverings and using social distancing as well as good hand hygiene, sanitizing, washing.
Now, Governor Whitmer did say that those who choose not to wear a mask on Election Day will be permitted to vote. She, of course, highly recommends and encourages, but it's not going to be mandatory. So that could be of concern, couldn't it?
It could. And of course, you know, as you noted, both the governor as well as us as local health officials recommend that anyone wear a face covering. And it's also of note that that doesn't apply to people working the polls. That's really just an exception for someone voting in person. So for anyone that will be voting in person, they should be confident that the poll workers and others will be wearing those face coverings.
I'm kind of
the other part that I'd point out brief, just quickly, is that that type of interaction that is not necessarily sustained, you know, you're coming in, voting, ideally not standing in line, or if you are in line, there's good physical distance. That's not the kind of interaction that we're necessarily very worried about. We're worried about that face-to-face, 15-minute, sustained contact.
Nonetheless, it could potentially be in some polling precincts a large turnout, which would put a lot of people within proximity of one another. Will the county be doing any testing of poll workers after the election in an effort to at least create some sort of data line should we see an outbreak?
Yeah, you know, testing continues to be a challenge. So we would, though, encourage anyone that, you know, might want to seek testing to go ahead and do that. One of the points of confusion that we do see, though, is folks running out and getting tested right after a potential exposure or fears around a potential exposure. That 14 days of incubation can, you know, is still very applicable after any exposure. So just because you may have an exposure you're worried about and you get a test right after that, you still have to be alert through those 14 days. So it doesn't necessarily clear you.
We're talking with Washtenaw County Health Department Communications and Health Promotion Administrator Susan Cerniglia on 89.1 WEMU. And I want to shift directions on you for a moment. We know the Ann Arbor schools have decided to begin the academic year fully online, no in-person instruction. The Washtenaw Intermediate School District has told WEMU it's still evaluating the situation and hopes to have a plan ready to present to its board on August 11th. What are you hearing from the other school districts in the county?
Yeah, we've been having a lot of conversations with schools, and we met with as many of them as we could together a few weeks ago to talk through, you know, the plans that we've seen out of the state and how we can work together locally. And of course, you know, from a purely preventing spread and infection standpoint, anything that can be more virtual is going to be a good thing. However, of course, we realize, as do our educators, that there's a lot of other factors going on here and beyond just the potential to spread illness. So I don't envy the decision-making that schools and districts and personnel are having to go through, but we as a health department are doing our best to provide all the consultation we can about that infection control issue and to be prepared for those schools that may choose to have modified in-person operations or some sort of in-person operations to make sure that we're on the same page and in communication with how each and every potential case or actual case will be addressed in terms of, you know, what happens when or if there is one.
So guidance and advice is being passed out to school administrators and district officials. Have any of the unions representing teachers sought advice, counsel, or guidance from the department?
You know, I'm not 100% sure because we get daily inquiries for, you know, support and guidance, and I'm not the only one who handles those. But I'm not necessarily aware of us having direct conversations with the unions.
I know that each district has the autonomy to make its own decisions about how instruction will be delivered, so it's not the role of the health department to weigh in on those decisions in specific. However, within the screens of your Zoom meetings in the public health department, does the staff have a preference as to how the school year should start?
Does our health department staff have a preference?
Yeah.
I mean, I'd say, you know, we've been pretty clear as in terms of the spread of infection that absolutely the safest option is to be more virtual. That said, it's not our expertise necessarily to weigh in on the educational benefits or, you know, the emotional and social and all the other things that are happening for both students and educators. So I think we've been clear that from that purely infection control standpoint, yes, virtual is more safe, but it's hard for us to really offer an opinion on many of the other aspects. That said, I think another important thing to recognize is if things really do spike locally, our health officer does have authority to limit gatherings or to issue other orders should that become necessary.
So, Susan Cernigli, we've talked a little bit about tomorrow's primary election, a bit about getting ready for a new academic year, and I want to kind of put those things together to get an idea of how the health department is preparing for an unknown near-term future. Colleges, universities, they're going to have young adults in the dorm, some in-person instruction, and some of the K-12 districts, as you've noted, will have hybrid programs, including some limited in-person instruction. Then the November general election is going to come around, and many believe we're going to have record turnout for that. There is the potential for more serious outbreaks. So how is the health department planning for that possibility?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's one of many things that keeps a lot of us up at night. We continue to both work with these partners to figure out, you know, where can we expand our ability to investigate and control. So, for example, working with the larger school districts or universities, where can we work very closely on making sure that case investigation and contact tracing happens if it's not all our personnel that we're doing it in close collaboration and making sure that it happens. We continue to work to expand our staffing and our ability to make sure we can ramp up those functions. And, you know, looking ahead, you know, likely that as more people are here, as there's more gathering, we will continue to see more cases and making sure that we have the capacity to both handle that investigation and control additional spread as much as possible, as well as share good information with the community and or take additional actions if we need to. You know, we're doing the best we can to stay on top of that and be prepared for more.
I imagine it is exceedingly difficult to be proactive in that kind of planning and procedure when the nature of the pandemic is such that it requires a much more reactive response.
It is. I mean, that is one of the big challenges. And of course, the other big challenge is resources. You know, at this point, most of this work that we're doing is being done with existing resources. We are starting to see some more come in to help support that, and that's one of the ways that we're looking at least temporary expansion of our staffing to do some of this work. But, you know, as many folks may know, public health is one of the sectors that's been pretty underfunded for years. So having the flexibility to respond in the way that we'd like to is a big challenge.
Well, I think you've just created the launch point for our conversation that will start next week. I appreciate your time today, Susan.
Absolutely. Thank you.
That is Susan Cerniglia from the Washtenaw County Health Department. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU.